Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that can make or break your day. Time management. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when you're frantically checking off your to-do list, running from meeting to meeting, and still somehow ending up with tasks and then? Well, guess what? The Stoics, those ancient Greek philosophers who basically invented chill, had some seriously sage advice on how to manage time like a boss. And trust me, their wisdom is as relevant today as it was centuries ago. Now, you might be thinking, Stoicism? Isn't that all about suppressing emotions and being super serious? Hold up. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robot. It's about cultivating inner peace and resilience so you can navigate the craziness of life with grace and focus. And when it comes to time management, they had some game-changing strategies. First off, remember that time is precious, but not something you can control. You know, like trying to wrangle a wildcat, it's just not gonna happen. What you can control is how you spend your time. That means being mindful of what you say yes to and setting clear boundaries. Second, prioritize ruthlessly. We're talking Eisenhower matrix-level prioritization here. Separate the urgent from the important. Sometimes the things that seem urgent aren't actually that important. Those emails that need a response. Maybe not top priority if you've got a huge project looming. Focus your energy on the tasks that truly move the needle. Third, embrace the power of dichotomy of control. This basically means accepting what you can't change and focusing your energy on what you can. Think about it. You can control traffic, but you can control how you react to it. Listen to a podcast, call a friend, turn that frustrating commute into something productive. Fourth, practice the art of premeditation. It's basically visualizing your day and mentally preparing for potential challenges. Think about your schedule, anticipate any hiccups, and plan how you'll handle them. This helps you stay calm and collected when things inevitably don't go according to plan. And lastly, remember the importance of breaks. We all need time to recharge. Step away from your desk, take a walk, listen to some music, anything that helps you clear your head and come back refreshed. A well-rested mind is a productive mind. Ever feel like you're drowning in emails, deadlines, and just the general chaos of everyday life? Yeah, me too. That's why I love applying Stoic principles to my own day-to-day routine. Take this past week, for example. I had a major presentation looming, a deadline on a personal project, and somehow managed to get caught in a freak rainstorm on my way to meet with a client. I felt like that classic picture of someone drowning in paperwork, except instead of stacks of files, it was emails and spreadsheets. But then I remembered the Stoic principles. Except what I can't control the rain. Focus on what I can control my preparation for the presentation. And prioritize ruthlessly that presentation took priority over finishing the project. Gotta make those big wins. The result? I crushed that presentation, survived the rainstorm, and even found time to sneak in a quick meditation session. It's all about finding that balance between tackling your tasks head-on and taking care of yourself, mentally and emotionally. So there you have it, folks. Stoic wisdom for conquering your to-do list and achieving peak productivity. Remember, time management isn't just about being busy, it's about making conscious choices about how you spend your most valuable resource. Prioritize what matters, control the controllable, and embrace the power of stillness. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Ready to put these Stoic strategies into action? Share this episode with a friend who could use some time management tips. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this momentum going. Until next time, stay focused, stay resilient, and remember, every day is an opportunity to create something amazing. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.